Kiryat Yearim is the gateway to Jerusalem. The pilgrims coming from the west would pass through it on their way to the Holy City. The Ark of the Covenant, which was captured by the Philistines, remained here for 20 blessed years before it was finally brought to Jerusalem. Yet, there is one aspect in which Kiryat Yearim is still a gateway to Jerusalem even today. The Torah study that takes place here day and night. The artistic display before you in this square is called Gate of Zion, after the famous words of the sages that connect the gates of Zion with Torah study, based on the verse from the Book of Psalms. God loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. The Talmud in Tractate Brachot explains the context. The scholar Raphram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chisda, "What is the meaning of the verse, God loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob?" This means that God loves the gates that are mitsuyanim, distinguished through the study of halakha, more than the synagogues and study halls. And Rabbi Chia Bar Ami said in the name of Ola, "Since the day the temple was destroyed, God has only one place in his world where he reveals his presence exclusively, the four cubits where the halakha is studied." The street that begins where we are standing is named Oznaim LeTorah, after the commentary on the five books of the Torah that was written by Rabbi Zalman Sorotskin of blessed memory. Modern-day Kiryat Yearim is distinguished by its Torah study as befitting of its location, opening the gateway to Zion and Jerusalem. The founders of the community, the Sorotskin family, who are the descendants of the chief rabbi of the city of Telts in Lithuania, the Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Eliezer Gordon, and his sons-in-law, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Leib Bloch and Rabbi Zalman Sorotskin of blessed memories, planned to relocate the illustrious Telts Yeshiva to here. It was in the city of Telts in northern Lithuania, but was destroyed in World War II and later moved to Cleveland in the United States. This is the reason behind the community's nickname, Teltstone. Stone was the name of the donor who had supported this plan. Although the plan did not come to fruition, it left a lasting impression on the community. The yeshiva was its foundation and its center. Disproportionately to the size of Kiryat Yearim and the number of residents, it is possible to see how it is a magnet for a huge number of Torah institutions. There are 27 synagogues and Batei Midrash, 13 yeshivot with over 1,000 students, and even 25 kolels, where hundreds study. All of these distinguished gates bustle with words of Torah at all hours of the day and night, as it is written, "And day and night shall not cease." The open book in the artistic display in front of you symbolizes this way of life. Kiryat Yearim is also distinguished for its kindness. In the terrible tragedy that occurred on the 3rd of Tammuz, 5749, July 6, 1989, a bloodthirsty terrorist managed to cause bus number 405, traveling from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, to crash down into the ravine opposite us on the other side of Highway 1. The lives of 16 people were taken in this attack, and many dozens were injured. Without being told to do so, many yeshiva students and people from Kiryat Yearim rushed to their assistance and began to rescue the wounded from the depths of the ravine. This event planted the seeds that eventually led to the establishment of the well-known organization Zaka. We hope and pray that the voices of Torah, prayer, and kindness will continue to reverberate in the streets of Kiryat Yearim for many more years and generations to come.